Let us begin with hymn 1056. 1056. See a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul, encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. Hymn 1056.
This evening in God's holy word from the Gospel according to Luke and part of chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, we'll read the first 27 verses and from verse 57 to the end. Luke Chapter 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elias had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12, and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat, and were all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? They answering said, John the Baptist. But some say Elias. And others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answering said, the Christ of God. And he straitly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Verse 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plough, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and teach us to pray. Dear Lord, Almighty God in heaven above, do help us each now to bow before thee in prayer. Lord, do give us each a heart to pray. Lord, may we pray earnestly for those things that we have need of. Lord, teach us what we need and teach us how to pray. Help each one of us to pour out our heart in real prayer and in supplication. We pray, Lord, that it might be with thanksgiving. For we are surrounded by thy manifold mercies. We have so much undeserved and so freely given. Lord, we do pray that we might be kept from ingratitude, kept from taking thy mercies to us for granted. Lord, we do thank thee that we are spared to meet in thy house once more and once less. We thank thee, Lord, that we have thy precious word before us. And we do pray, Lord, that it might be a living word to us each. Lord, even this evening, that there might be that which shall enter into our hearts. We thank thee, Lord, for thy house. We do pray, Lord, that thy presence might be felt here today and week by week. May it be noised that Jesus is in the house. Lord, may we have that reverence and humility and a sense of thy majesty and greatness. Lord, keep us from thinking that thou art altogether such an one as ourselves. Lord, as we are met here in thy house at this evening time, no doubt for each of us in different ways at the end of a busy day. And Lord, we do pray that it might be to come apart and rest a while. Lord, do give us that strength and help to think upon thee and upon thy word. Lord, lift us above the cares of today and tomorrow and those things that would distract our mind. Lord, may we for a little while be wholly taken up with thee. Lord, pour out thy Spirit upon us here. Lord, wilt thou not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there might not be room enough to receive it. Lord, we do plead for these things. Lord, if we meet here without thy Spirit's presence and application, we are meeting in vain. Lord, we do pray that there might be something for our never dying souls. We do pray, Lord, that there might be even a crumb from the Master's table. Lord, do give a portion for seven and also for eight. And Lord, perhaps one who perhaps is ready to give up. Lord, one who has said seven times, more than seven times, there is nothing. There's nothing for me. Lord, may it be to go again. Lord, we sung of it, yet will I look again. Lord, and we do pray that there might be that resolve. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And Lord, we pray for the people here, the disappointment that thy servant Mr. Field is not able to be here this evening. Lord, we do pray for him. Lord, do go before him, especially grant him thy help in the coming week, if it be thy will. Lord, go before him and give him that peace of God which passeth all understanding. And his family too. We do pray that the operation might be a success. Lord, we do pray that he might be brought safely through. We pray for the church and congregation at the Dicker. Lord, as he will be, we expect, laid aside for a few months. Lord, do remember them and bind them together and bless them in their own souls. And Lord, we pray for thy honour and glory, thy will to be done in all these things. And may all these things fall out rather into the furtherance of the gospel. Lord, we do pray for each of thy servants who preach. Lord, do help each one. Grant them strength and wisdom to rightly divide thy word. Lord, we do pray that thy work might appear in the churches. Lord, shine on the churches lest they die. Lord, it is time for thee to work. Lord, we do not want the work of man. Lord, in thy compassion, have mercy upon thy people. May there be that building up of the remnant. May there be that day which thy spirit is poured out, and the wilderness shall be as a fruitful field. Lord, we would acknowledge those drops of mercy that are falling. We do pray, Lord, that there might be showers of blessing. And Lord, do send out more labourers into thy harvest. Lord, we do pray for each in the church and congregation here. We pray for those not able to be here this evening, any who may be listening into this service. Lord, remember them where they are, those at home with, perhaps with children, looking after others, those who are detained for various reasons. Lord, do draw near unto them. Lord, we do pray for each of the children and the young people. We do help them in their education, whether it be at home or at school, at college, as they go forth into life and have their plans for the future. Lord, do hedge up their way. There be a wall of fire round about them. May they be brought to seek thee in the days of their youth. May they be brought to see that we are not here forever, and that there is one thing that is needful. We pray for young people with new steps in their lives and further education and the workplace. Lord, do give all the help that is needed. Those in the midst of life with many cares and burdens and hard things, hard questions. Lord, and many busy scenes of life. Lord, help us to put first things first. Help us, Lord, to lift up our eyes unto thee. Lord, may we find thee to be a very present help in time of trouble. We pray for those who are older, those who may feel the afflictions of their age, those who may be lonely, those who are sad, those who have been bereaved. Lord, do be that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Lord, any who has a particular need. Lord, we do not know the concerns of each one here. Lord, we know that the very smallest detail of our life is known unto thee, and thou knowest what things we have need of before we even ask. So, Lord, we would bear one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ. Lord, above all, we do pray, each one of us, whatever our age or circumstances, might be prepared for heaven. Lord, draw us unto thyself. Lord, give us that good hope through thy grace. Lord, establish and renew thy work within each one of us. Lord, we do pray that not one of us might be left out. Lord, may it be an urgent, pressing case for us. Let each one ask himself, am I prepared? Should I be called to die? Lord, we have had the solemn reminders of how it is not always the aged who are taken from this earth. And Lord, we would pray for the Jempson family in the funeral this week, and the Gudrun family. Lord, we do pray, uphold them and strengthen them and help them at such a time as this. And we do pray, Lord, that there might be a witness to many, especially to the young. Lord, if it be thy will, to those who may have never heard thy word before, there might be that opening of the eyes. Lord, we pray that in these dark and solemn days in which we live, there might be a turning unto thee, that many hearts might be brought in repentance, and ourselves as a nation might be turned back from our evil ways. Lord, as we see such darkness and confusion and rebellion and sinfulness in our nation, of which we are a part, Lord, do turn us back to thy word. May there be that outpouring of thy spirit, as thou hast been pleased to do in years gone by. And do work mightily, in wrath remember mercy. O Lord, do help us as we turn to thy word. Help us as we sing thy praises. Lord, may our gathering be unto thee. May our hearts be heavenward. Our eyes be found looking unto Jesus. Lord, do take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Forgive our every sin and make up where we fail in our prayers. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Now sing hymn 795. Hymn 795. Mighty enemies without, much mightier within. Thoughts we cannot quell or rout, blasphemously obscene. Coldness, unbelief and pride, hell and all its murderous train, threaten death on every side and have their thousands slain. Hymn 795.
dependence upon the Lord for his help, I would ask you to turn to the first book of the Kings and chapter 18. One Kings, chapter 18, and part of verse 21. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. These two words, follow him. Follow him. We are living in a world where everyone wants to follow someone or something. But how few there are that want to follow the Lord God of Elijah. We are living in a world where so many, and we ourselves will do the same if we are left to it, following sport, fashion, celebrity, music, ambition, success, we could say many other things. But how many follow him, the Lord God of Israel, the Lord God of Elijah? How is it with each of us? I thought of it, parked up when I got here, those words that we have in Joshua, I think Joshua chapter 24. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Here there is Elijah before the people, before the prophets of Baal and the prophets of the grove. And there he stands alone as the prophet of his God. And there he calls unto the people, he says, how long halt ye between two opinions? How long will ye be undecided? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. This verse comes right in the middle of one of the most striking accounts in the Word of God. Elijah and the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel gathered together. And I'm sure you know what took place. We see the separation. Those who followed the Lord God of Israel and those who followed Baal. Another false gods. Elijah says to them in verse 24, call ye on the name of your gods, and I. This is the difference. You go and call for your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And without going into all the details, what a remarkable display of the power of God. We see everything was given to these prophets of Baal so it could not be There could not be any accusation that something was done unfairly to them. They chose just how it should be, and Elijah made it seemingly impossible for the fire to fall upon his offering. He put the wood in order. He filled 4 barrels with water, poured it on the sacrifice and on the wood, and he did it the second time, and he did it the third time, and they filled the trench with water. The whole place was saturated with water. The altar was saturated with water. And yet, when it came to that time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah, he says, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me." He calls, as he said he would, on the name of the Lord. And the Lord heard him. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and the water that was in the trench. God will have the last word. And so he did here. The people fell under it. They fell on their faces. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. When this word, I trust, came to me last week, my mind immediately went to one of the hymns in the hymn book. Hymn 807. I wonder how well you know this hymn. The text at the top, "Love not the world." It speaks of those who are following after Baal, following after their idols, following after the things of this world. If wealth or honour, power or fame can bring you nearer to the Lamb, then follow these with all your might. But if they only make you stray and draw your hearts from him away, reflect in what you thus delight. If all these other things, if all your idols, if they bring you nearer to the Lord, then follow after them. But they never will, because they are contrary to the Lord God of Israel. These two sides that we have here, they are completely opposed, the one to the other. They cannot be joined together. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. There's no middle ground here. There's no blend to be had here. We cannot worship God on the one hand and Baal on the other. God on the one hand and our idols on the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. Now, as I stand here, I can't tell by looking at any of you, of course, who you are following, where your desires are, where your heart is, towards the things of this world or towards the things of God. But the Lord looks upon the heart. He looks upon each one of us here this evening. And he knows. He knows the thoughts that come into our mind. Every one of them. I wonder if we don't realise that as we should. If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. So it behoves us this evening to consider who or what we are following, the things of this world or the things of God. Perhaps you say, perhaps it's one of you younger ones, you say, well, I want to follow the world for a time, and then perhaps I'll follow the Lord later. Well, we know not what a day nor an hour may bring forth. We know not how long our lives might be spared on this earth. And we know this, that as the tree falleth, so shall it lie. How many have solemnly perished, resting, as they think, on the bed of this, that there's plenty of time. These are uncertain things. How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. A very solemn word, it comes to my mind. I wonder if it comes in the Ecclesiastes. If not, you'll forgive me. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. Walk in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. We have this clear separation, this clear distinction here. And we read this, the people answered him not a word. Why? We aren't sure. But how is our response? We think of those words of, was it Peter? Lord, and what shall this man do? What about this one? Are they following the Lord God? Are they following Baal? It's so easy for us to look at others and to point the finger. This one, we say, this one seems to be following Baal. He shouldn't be doing that. She shouldn't be doing that. And we're very quick to throw a few stones. What shall this man do? But what is that to thee? What is that to thee? Follow thou me. These are the words of the Lord. Look within. Look in your own heart. How is it with you? Follow thou me, if the Lord be God. What an if. What a big little word this if is here in this text. If the Lord be God. Well, can we say, as the people said in verse 39, the Lord he is. He is the God. The Lord he is the God. Can we say the same? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. So there is this separation. Those who follow the world and those who follow their idols, and then those who follow the one true and living God, the Lord God of Elijah. And there's a God in Israel still, who lives and reigns and works his will. If the Lord be God, follow him. You know, as I was thinking on this word when it came to me last week, my first thought, as I said, was hymn 807. And my second thought was this. I don't know if any of you remember, but I preached from this same verse here 1 year ago. These words immediately before our text, "How long halt ye between two opinions?" And then my next thought after that was, well, I'll have to get a different text. I can't preach from that text again. But you know, I couldn't ask for another text. I couldn't try to get another text. I have to come with this one. And the Lord knows why. "How long halt ye between two opinions?" Perhaps there's one of you who 1 year ago was halting between two opinions. And today you're still halting between two opinions. Perhaps there was 1 year ago one of you who felt the pull of the things of this world. And you could not follow after the Lord. And is it the same 1 year later? The Lord knows what is in our hearts. Why this word should come to me, I did not realize at first that I had tried to preach from this same word here. But the Lord knows what we need. If the Lord be God, how long? How long halt ye between two opinions? How long will you continue to go between your two opinions? How long will you try to serve God and mammon? How long will you try to keep one foot, as it were, in the world? How long will you try to blend the things of the world with the things of God? How long? How long? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. What is your answer this evening? What was your answer 1 year ago? And what is your answer tonight? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. So we may, with the Lord's help, consider those ways in which we are to follow the Lord and how he has promised to lead his people forth by the footsteps of the flock. He says, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and they follow him. I thought of it with that hymn just now. It's a good hymn. You know, sometimes the very first line of the hymn just gets straight to the point, if you will. Mighty enemies without, much mightier within. You know, how many of us could really go along with that hymn as we sung it? How many of us know what these things are? If the Lord be God, follow him. You say, well, how can I follow him? I'm everything that we've sung of in that hymn. I'm obscene. I'm cold. I'm full of unbelief and pride. I'm tormented by sin and all these other things. I'm insincere. I'm feeble, fickle, light, and prone to change. But that is not to be the ground of your hope. We are not to rest our hope on anything that we can do. If the Lord be God, follow him. We are to follow him in the way that he has appointed, to follow him in his example, to follow him in trust, in dependence upon him. because he is not feeble, he is not fickle, he is not prone to change. He is faithful. He is unchangeable. He is spotless, innocent, and pure. In other words, he is everything that we are not. Follow him. If the Lord be God, follow him. Follow him in his glorious example. Follow him in his word. Follow him in the way that he has set forth. Follow him in his wondrous works. So many ways in which we are called to follow him. Perhaps you think, well, he's going to talk about baptism. And with the Lord's help, I will. But it's not just that. Then follow him. Follow him in his wondrous works. Follow him in the works of creation. Follow him in his dominion, his omnipotence over the earth. Follow him in his great majesty and power. Follow him in the great works that he accomplished. In these days in which we are reading of here, follow him in his exceeding great and precious promises. Follow him in his loving commands. Follow him in the glorious gospel. Follow him as we see the Lord Jesus himself, born of a woman, born into this world of sin, born a real man, and yet completely without sin. See the Lord Jesus, follow him as he came into the manger at Bethlehem. Follow him as he comes into this earth and there's no room for him, no room in the inn. His humble birth. Follow him in his life as he grows up. Wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business. Follow him as he goes about doing good. Follow him in his wonderful miracles of love and mercy. Follow him in all that he has done on this earth. And as you follow him in what he has done on this earth, follow him in this, that he is the same yesterday and today and forever. And then this, we take off our shoes from our feet and we follow him in his sufferings. Follow him to the Garden of Gethsemane, being betrayed by Judas Iscariot. Could I not call many legions of angels to come and deliver me? But thus it must be fulfilled. Follow him as he poured out his heart and soul in agony and sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. Follow him as he goes forth to the judgment hall, falsely accused and smitten and cruelly treated. Follow him as he stands before such false accusation and answers not a word. Follow him as he goes forth bearing the cross to Calvary. Follow him as there as he's nailed to the cross. The cross lifted and dropped into the hole in the ground. And we have those wonderful sayings of the Lord Jesus upon the cross. Follow him as he says, "It is finished." and it yields up the ghost. You follow him as the soldier comes to pierce his side, and forthwith comes there out blood and water. You follow him in all that it means. In that day there shall be a fountain opened to thee. The house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. Follow him as he lays down his life, not for the righteous, but for unclean, filthy, vile sinners. Follow him, and there they take his lifeless body down from the cross. And he's laid lovingly in a new tomb, wherein never man yet was laid. And there the third day, he rises again. As we see Mary coming to the sepulchre, I no more at Mary wonder, dropping tears around the grave, earnest, asking all around her, where is he that died to save, the dying love her heart attracted? And does it attract your heart this evening, the dying love of the Lord Jesus? The dying love her heart attracted. And follow him as he appears, Mary. They have taken away my Lord. I know not where they have laid him, but Mary. Mary, I'm right beside you. And Mary, because I live, ye shall live also. You follow him as he goes with thee to on the road to Emmaus. And there they were pouring out their sorrow. We thought this, we thought that. And Jesus draws near and he goes with them. And did not their hearts burn within them? Well, he talked with them by the way and opened up to them the scriptures as he spoke unto them of those things concerning himself. You follow him as then he rises into heaven, now seated in heaven above, interceding for his people. If the Lord be God, follow him. Well, I hadn't thought to speak like that. I want to come really to the reading that we had in Luke chapter 9. And there we have those who follow. And those who the Lord appeared to, and the apostles, verse 10, were taken and went aside into a desert place, and the people, when they knew it, followed him. They wanted to be with Jesus. They wanted to hear his voice. They wanted to see his wonderful works. They wanted to know more of him. Is it so with us? Jesus spake unto them of the kingdom of God. Do we want the Lord Jesus to speak unto us? Can we say, for one great favour, oft I've prayed, pray that thy love might be conveyed. In one soft word to be displayed, O speak to me. He spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Do you follow the Lord because you have need of healing? Have you been brought to see that you need to be healed. You're a sin-sick soul. Every one of us here this evening has a need of healing. But how many of us feel it to be so? He healed them that had need of healing. Heal us, Emmanuel. Here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. And so the Lord Jesus had these followers, the disciples. They said, send them away after a time. It was time for them to go on, so they thought. And the Lord Jesus says, give ye them to eat. What does he say in another place? A lovely word. He says, they need not depart. They need not depart. And so we have this wonderful miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. We thought of it as we read it. Those who follow the Lord, they shall not be in want. Perhaps you say, well, how can I follow? Everything seems so uncertain. What about this? What about that? But those who follow the Lord shall not be in want. Hath he not said, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before, and they follow him? You notice the order. He goes before, and then they follow. It's not the other way round. And he is known from all eternity, all the needs that you and I will ever have in our lives on this earth. And he is appointed to supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And so we have this wonderful miracle, the rich provision of the Lord, as that great multitude that followed after him, that they were filled, they were satisfied, they had all that they needed. And then what do we have in verse 23? And he said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The denying of self, a fleeing from the things of this world, a fleeing from any hope in ourselves, taking up his cross daily. There's the Lord Jesus himself. He took up his own cross. The Lord's people in a small measure are called to follow in the way that the Master trod. For whosoever will save his life will lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Now we have this very searching word. Those who take their fill in this life, how solemn if left to perish in their sins to all eternity. But whosoever will take up their cross in faith, follow the Lord Jesus himself, walk that life of witness before the world. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And these things are not spoken in a way of anything we can do ourselves. The Lord says, follow me. We cannot, in and of ourselves. But as the Lord gives us that faith and strength and grace to follow in his ways. For what is a man advantaged? What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Within each of us by nature, we want to gain the whole world. Left to ourselves, that's how we are. Some more and some less. But has there been a change when the things of this world grow strangely dim? When we see all around us vanity of vanity, all is vanity. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world, as we have it here, and lose himself, or be cast away? Cast away where? Into everlasting fire, everlasting torment, that place that is prepared for the devil and his angels. So, if the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. Those who are enabled in faith to follow the Lord, they will to a degree suffer in this life. It is through much tribulation we must enter the kingdom of heaven. It's not for me to stand here and say, well, if you are following the Lord, everything will be easy. That will be the end of all your troubles. That's not how it will be. But it will be well at the end. It will be to go to be with Christ, which is far better. If Baal be God, follow him. Where will Baal lead you? Where will your idols lead you? Where will the sins of this world? Where will those mighty enemies without and the mighty enemies within, where will they lead you? They'll lead you to the bottomless pit, that place of endless pain. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul, lose himself, or be cast away? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And then we read at the end of Luke chapter 9, and it came to pass, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. The Lord Jesus, he looked upon his heart. He said, you need to count the cost. The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. He said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first. We have these who are making their excuses. Perhaps there's one or more of you this evening, you're making your excuses. Well, I don't know, but the Lord knows. How long halt ye between two opinions? But he said, Lord, suffer me first. He had something else to do first. He had something that took priority. You say, well, surely this was a good thing, surely it was necessary for him to bury his father. But the Lord says, I must be first. I must be first. Let the dead bury their dead. How is it with each of us? Are we seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Or is it second, or third, or fourth, or perhaps further down the list? Lord, suffer me first. And then this other one, another also. Perhaps there's another also here this evening. Lord, I will follow thee, but to try to preach from those words once, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first. Something else we might say was harmless, even right for him to do. But the Lord says, the things of God must come first. Not second, or third, or fourth, but first. All these had their excuses. Like those in the other place where we read of, they all with one consent began to make excuse. Those who did not want to come to the feast. Lord, I will follow thee, but perhaps there's one of you this evening, and whether you say it out loud, that is how it is with you. I will follow thee, but to follow him in his ways, to follow him in obedience to his commands, to follow him, yes, in the ordinance of baptism. How long halt ye between two opinions? Lord, I will follow thee, but what about all my fears? What about the unknown way? What will others think? What about my past? What about the future? Leave all that to the one who could feed 5,000 with 5 small loaves and 2 fishes. Leave that to the one who says, I will go before thee. You are to follow. I will follow thee, but following him as he says, if, another big little word, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Can you stand before that word? Those of you who love the Lord, but you say, I will follow thee, but if ye love me, can you stand before it this evening? If ye love me, keep my commandments. His commandments, they are not grievous. Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first. Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plough and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So we have this evening this clear separation. No middle ground between those who follow the Lord God of Elijah and those who follow their idols, who follow their Baals, as it were. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. This clear distinction. On which side of this line do you and I fall this evening? It ought to search us, those who do profess the Lord's name. Do we try to follow as close to the line as we can? Or do we try to flee from the things of this world and follow him as close as we can? You know, I think we read of it in Joshua. I think 3 times in the same chapter, he wholly followed the Lord his God. How is it with each of us? How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. And in following the Lord, not in any hope in ourselves, not on any grounds of what we have done, may do, can do, but in dependence upon the Lord alone, who has promised to go before and to lead his people in the way that they should go and to supply their every need. May we not be like those who say, Lord, I will follow thee, but. Well, may the Lord forgive anything I may have said amiss this evening and bless his word to us each. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Kingham will again preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Roland Wheatley next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 630. What foolish worms are we, how prone to start aside and in our troubles flee from Jesus' wounded side, to wait on self or something base instead of trusting sovereign grace. Hymn 630.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. Amen.